Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Powers. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The right fielder, George Stumpf. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball four. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Burnett moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Averill moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Vozmak reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Vozmak scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. Two outs. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf takes first base on ball four. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0-for-1 in the game. Powers hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jolly moves to third. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to home to get Jolly. Oliver moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cecil scores. Vosmick moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stumpf hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a line drive towards short. Wurstler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. Two outs. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0-for-2 in the game. Powers hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Wurstler reaches second base with a double. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Wurstler moves to third. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-2 in the game. Olson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wurstler scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gordon McNaughton now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-2 in the game. Hildebrand hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burnett is hit by the pitch. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0-for-3 in the game. Powers hits a line drive into right field. Stump settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Averill scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-1, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Com takes first base on ball 4. Vosmick moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Gordon McNaughton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNaughton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 3 in the game. Hildebrand hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Stump settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0 for 4 in the game. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With 4 walks. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Powers moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Powers moves to third. Averill moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stumpf hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus scores. Stumpf moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stumpf scores. Alexander moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Rabbit Worstler. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Urbane Pickering now playing third base. Marty McManus now playing shortstop. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Com takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 4 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 4 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNaughton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Welch pinch hits for Gordon McNaughton. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch strikes out. Two outs. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Olsen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.